In the name of Jesus, we begin this morning prayer session. Let's sing him 358.
今天是上面开始早上的早祷会，我们唱诗358首。诗篇的101篇。
Psalms 101.
诗篇的101篇。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 3.
我们看第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
第一节到第三节。
I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. Verse 2.
第二节。
I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Verse 3.
第三节。
I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away.It shall not cling to me.
我要歌唱慈爱和和平，神啊，我要向你歌颂，我要用智慧行完全的道。你几时到我这里来呢？我要存完全的心行在我家中，邪僻的事我都不摆在我眼前，悖逆人所做的事我审恨恶不容颠在我身上。
The song was written by David.
这是大卫所写的诗。
This psalms, he would like to sing of mercy and justice.
在这里他要唱这个慈爱和公平。
He would like to sing it there to God.
来向神来去歌颂。
Now in verse 2 here it says that he would behave wisely in a perfect way.
在这里第二节他说他要用智慧行完全的道。
We know that the life of David is full of troubles.
我们知道大卫的一生是带有很多的困难。
We can look at one example.
我们可以看一个例子。
We turn to First Samuel.
我们看撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上。
Chapter 18.
撒母耳记上的十八章。
We read. Verse 5.
十八章第五节。
And then we read verse 14.
十四第八。
14 and verse 15.
第五节十四节还有十五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
So David went out wherever Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people.And also in the sight of Saul's servants.
扫罗无论差遣大卫往何处去，他都做事精明。扫罗就立他做战士长，众百姓和扫罗的臣仆无不喜悦。
Verse 14.
十四节。
And David behaved wisely in all his way, and the Lord was with him. Verse 15.
十五节。
Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him.
大卫做事无不精明，神与他同在。扫罗见大卫做事精明，就甚怕他。
This chapter talks about Saul was being angry with David. He resented David.
这一章就讲到大卫扫罗对大卫的不满。
Chapter 16 tells us that the Spirit of God left Saul.
十六章的时候就讲到神的灵离开了这个扫罗王。
In chapter 18, it was re-emphasized.
十八章的时候再一次提到。
We can read verse 12.
我们可以念十二节。
And now Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul.
扫罗惧怕大卫，因神离开自己，与大卫同在。
In this chapter, we know that David was working in a very difficult situation.
我们知道在这一章，我们看到大卫处在一个挺困难的情况当中。
But the Bible tells us that he knew how to behave wisely, not only before man, but also before God.
但是圣经却告诉我们，大卫不管是在神或在人的面前，都是无不精明的。
So whatever he did was well accepted by the people and by the Lord.
所以他所做的一切事情，对人来说，对神来说，都能够蒙他们喜悦。
If we turn back to Psalms 101.
如果我们看回诗篇的101篇。
We read verse 1 again.
我们再读第一节。
I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises.
我要歌颂慈爱和和平，神啊，我要向你歌颂。
How could someone in the situation of David was able to sing a praises to God?
在大卫啊，有谁好像大卫处在这样的情况当中呢？能够来去这样来去歌唱慈爱和平。
How could he talk about God's mercy and justice?
他怎么来讲到神的慈爱和公平呢？
I think if we were in David's shoe,
如果我们把自己放在大卫的情况当中，
I think our hearts will be full of resentment.
可能我们的心就有很多不满的地方。
Because after all, we had done nothing wrong.
因为我们想起来，我们都没有做错什么事。
Whatever we do is right before God.
我们所做的在神的眼前都是正的。
But what we receive in return is terrible.
但是我们所得到的回报看起来都是不是很好。
We find that here David responded to the situation quite differently.
但是大卫像这样的情况当中的回应是很不同的。
He was able to sing praises to God and talk about God's mercy and justice.
他可以来去歌唱神，可以讲到神的慈爱和和平。
If we turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 18 again.
如果我们再看回撒母耳记上的第十八章。
What made him able to do that?
什么使到他能够这样来去做呢？
If you read verse 14.
我们看第十四节
verse 14
第十四节
Here it says, And David behaved wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him.
大卫做事无不精明，神也与他同在。
I think this is the key reason why David was able to praise God in time of trouble.
所以我想这是主要的原因，在极困难的时刻当中，他都能够来去赞美神。
In times of difficulties, he saw the mercy and justice of the Lord.
在这个困难当中，他看到神的慈爱还有神的公平。
Why? Because the Lord was with him.
为什么呢？因为神与他同在。
So the lessons that we can learn from here is this.
所以从这里我们能够得到的教训。
In whatever circumstances we may be in.
不管我们在什么情况当中。
We must learn to behave wisely.
我们应该来去学习，来去做一个精明的人。
And whatever we do in the house of the Lord,
不管我们在神的家怎么来去做事情。
We must walk within His house with a perfect heart.
我们在他的家中应该凭着一个完全的心来去行事。
Because our actions, we are responsible for our actions towards God.
因为我们所做的一切，我们要向神来去负责。
We come back to Psalms 101.
我们看回诗篇的一百零一篇
Psalms 101
诗篇的一百零一篇
We read verse 3
我们看第三节
I will set nothing wicked before my eyes
邪僻的事我不摆在我眼前
We find that David was very resolute not to do wicked things
所以你发觉到大卫是非常的励志不做一些恶的事情
We know that in an oppressive situation a person can be forced to doThings which are contrary to his behavior.
在一个被逼迫的情况下，有时候有些人会做出一些他就是说不好的事情。
Find that he is not able to control himself.
发觉到这个人可能不能够控制自己。
But here we see that David said to himself.
但是这里我们发觉到大卫向自己这样说。
That he would set nothing wicked before his eyes.
就是说邪僻的事我不会放在我的眼前。
This is his relationship with God.
这就是他跟神之间的一种关系。
So as Christian, we need to pursue this type of relationship.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们应该要追求这样的一种关系。
Be it at home or in the church.
不管在家或者在教会
Or even in the society.
或者在这个社会当中
We know that it is important for us to maintain a good relationship with God.
我们知道我们要跟神保持美好的关系是非常的重要的
If we know how to behave ourselves wisely.
如果我们真的能够好好的就是做就是中一种很很有智慧的来去行事。
If we know how to keep our heart in the Lord.
我们怎么把我们心就是好好的保守在主里。
We find that we can always sing praises to God regardless of situation.
所以你发觉到你能够常常的来去歌唱歌唱神啊，歌颂神，不管在什么情况当中。
Even in the most difficult of circumstances.
甚至你在那个最困难的情啊时刻，你都能够来去歌颂神。
Now we are going to pray.
现在我们要来祷告。
In our prayer, we pray specially for today and tomorrow spiritual convocation.
在祷告当中，特别为今天和明天的灵恩会来祷告啊，来代祷。
We ask the Lord to continue to guide us.
我们祷告主，求主继续的来去带领我们。
So that every participant is encouraged by the word of God.
使到我们参加的人都能够因神的话得到鼓励。
That every one of us here is filled by the power of the Spirit.
使到我们每一个人都被圣灵来去充满。
Let's give God the praise.